Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it's not meet or fit or right to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." This is not politically correct. This is not being inclusive. What do you mean, Brother Keith? He's saying this is not for you. Now be cool. Don't get mad at Jesus. Right? Learn some things. What we've been studying is what makes the greatest faith? What kind of heart? What kind of person? And you'll see it in these two individuals. We've already studied the centurion a little bit. And one of the amazing things is that neither one of these people were Jewish. The other was a centurion, a Roman soldier. And he may have become a Jewish proselyte, that's possible, but not this woman. We have no reason to think that, in fact, we have reason to think she's not, at this point, a Jewish proselyte. He said, it's not right to take the children's bread. Now, here's some good news. You look like you need some right now. Are you a child of the Lord?
Yes.
Then healing and deliverance is called your bread.
Amen.
I'm so glad he didn't say it's the children's dessert. Because that would imply that it was something special. Right?
Yeah.
That you might get on a special occasion. No, children's
bread,
basic staple.
Yes.
Healing belongs to God's children.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say, healing
is my bread.
Basic staple of the children of God. It's not some special dessert that a few people might get if God decides to do it. No, it's bread that belongs to everybody.
Amen.
Everybody. He said, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Ooh. Dogs? Who are the dogs? You got the children and you got the dogs. Oh boy. You hear how quiet it gets? People think, well, you don't call anybody a dog. Really? Verse 28. She answered and said, yes, Lord. Yes, what? Yes, what? Matthew's account says, truth. She said, truth, Lord. Truth. What's she saying truth to? Yes to. Now here is, we saw it with the centurion, and we see it here. What makes a person's heart, what kind of makeup is the person who has the greatest faith you can have in God's eyes to get the greatest miracle? One of the big qualities we have seen with him and with her now, humility. And not thinking something's owed to them. Devoid of this feeling of entitlement. She said, yes, Lord. She didn't, I mean, this is where a lot of people would have gotten mad, indignant. They would have said, dogs? Who you calling a dog? Huh? They could have got indignant. She could have become indignant, mad, angry, offended, and said, I don't know who you Jewish people think you are, but we Syrophoenicians just as good as you. Better than a lot of you. Let me tell you about some of the Jews I know and all the junk they do. She could have had her say and left without without her healing, without her dollars deliverance. How many times this has happened? People got mad, people got hurt, people got offended. They had their say, they demanded their way, but it cost them more than they even realize. It wasn't time to spout off. It wasn't time to demand who you are and be proud of your natural heritage. And I says, well, I got a right to be. Do you? Remember my father in the faith, Brother Hagin, said, so many people so proud of their family tree, maybe it never did produce anything but a bunch of nuts. You don't have to be ashamed, I'm not saying that, of where you came from or how you were brought up, but the truth is, so much of our natural heritage is ungodly and unspiritual. We don't need to be proud of it. We don't need to be bragging about it. Our real heritage is easy to track nowadays. I am born of God. Oh, come on, y'all with me. That's what you need to be emphasizing and thinking about, not your natural heritage. Your natural heritage makes you nothing in the sight of God and gives you no rights to any blessings in the sight of God. We must not approach Him telling Him who our parents are or who their or what they did or who we are. That gives you nothing in the sight of God. He owes us nothing because of who we are naturally. But if you'll take your place in Christ, you can have everything. Hallelujah. Not because you deserve it, but just because He loves you and gave it to us as a free gift. Can you see we're seeing the same thing we saw with the centurion? You got to humble yourself. And you got to cast pride aside. She said, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. And He said to her, for this saying, go your way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. Oh, somebody say, praise God. Now, this is amazing. He didn't even have to be there at the house. Didn't have to pray for her. Didn't have to lay hands on her. Come on, can you see this?
Amen.
And according, if you look at the whole context, the thing that delivered her daughter completely from this evil influence was only crumbs of God's power. Healing is the children's bread. And He's telling her, yeah, but you're not of the children. And it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. And there is one thing I think in studying I noticed. There are two different words for dogs in the Scriptures. One of them is dog, like a wild dog. They ran in packs back then. A lot of them were not your pets that you think of today. The other one was little dogs. Little dogs, which might have been more a house dog. That's the word here. Little dogs. She said, yeah, Lord, but the little dogs, they get the crumbs in the house. And I know I'm not a child. You don't owe me anything. I don't need a whole slice of bread. I just need crumbs. And the little dogs, they get the crumbs, right? Yeah. Right, Jesus? I believe a big smile broke across Jesus' face. He said, girl, you're right. And here's the amazing thing. Here is a woman with no background in the things of God, no covenant, no knowledge of God in her upbringing, no rights to anything at all, but by faith reached across nationality lines, covenant lines. Come on, can you see this? Reached across everything and got a miracle for her little girl. This is amazing. This is amazing. And Jesus said, well, yeah, you with faith like that, you got it, girl. The devil's gone out of your daughter. And when she was come home, she found the devil gone. Yeah. Oh, somebody say, gone, gone. Gone out, and her daughter was laid upon the bed, resting peacefully, I guess. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to Matthew 15, because you really have to put these two together to get the whole story. We're talking about a mother's faith, one of two that Jesus called the greatest faith. Matthew 15, verse 21. I want to read this to you out of the Young's Literal Translation. It's not the easiest to read, but it's very accurate, and it brings out some points I want to mention to you. Jesus, having come from thence, he withdrew to the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And lo, a woman, a Canaanitess. Now, Matthew uses this word, and Mark uses other words. They're all correct. They're just emphasizing different things. But can you see there's an emphasis on her background, where she was born, where she grew up? A Canaanitess. From those borders, having come forth, did call to him and say, deal kindly with me, sir, son of David. My daughter is miserably demonized. Now, a whole lot of folks today, professionals, would not give this diagnosis. They would give other names. Is that right? To what's going on, but it's just because people have lost some awareness of spiritual things. And he goes on to say, verse 23, he did not answer her a word. He heard her. He didn't respond to her at all. He didn't say hi. He didn't say I'm busy. Nothing. Didn't respond to her. Why? Why wouldn't he respond to her? Now here, things like this are where you just need to make a choice that Jesus knows what he's doing. Well, that don't seem right to me. Well, Jesus is right. Yeah. Well, it don't seem right to me. There's something wrong with your seamer. Your seeming, but there's nothing wrong with what he did. Amen. You got to make up your mind. When I was in Bible school many years ago, one of our teachers, Brother Mel Piper, is teaching us Old Testament survey. And of course, through reading, studying the Old Testament, there's a lot of judgment and things you see there. And one day he paused. He said, let me give you some advice about understanding some of these things. He said, always stay on God's side. That is some excellent advice. What do you mean? If you see some things, you hear some things, wonder why he said that. Wonder why he didn't do that. You got to watch about that, because you'll take a stance against him if you listen to the enemy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.